From the 91.5 KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Some residents evacuated due to the Junkins fire are allowed to return home. In Custer County, those who live in the Eagle Springs Ranch subdivision and the Greenwood subdivision from County Road 390 to mile marker 24 can now pick up a re-entry permit. Those are available at the Wetmore Volunteer Fire Station. In Pueblo County, those who live in the Simonson Trail subdivision and North Creek, central to the Red Mountain Youth Camp, can also pick up a re-entry permit. Those are available at the state fairgrounds. Other evacuations remain in place. Opponents for a measure that would allow terminally ill patients to take medication to end their lives launched statewide television ads yesterday. As Benta Berglund reports, both sides have raised substantial amounts of money.
The No Assisted Suicide Colorado campaign has brought in $2.3 million so far. This is their first ad buy ahead of the November 8th election. The Catholic Church in Colorado and in other states is the main funder of the opposition. The church believes in protecting life from conception until natural death. Here's an excerpt from the ad.
No psychiatrist exam required for depression symptoms. No protection from enticing insurers to drop expensive treatments. No doctor required to be present if problems arise. A fatally flawed measure.
Supporters have been running their own television ads, saying safeguards are adequate, such as three requests and approval from two separate physicians, and showing mental competency and ability to self-administer the drug. They also believe terminally ill patients should have the choice to die peacefully rather than in some cases facing excruciating pain. They've raised more than $5.5 million. I'm Benta Berglund at the State Capitol.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.